Today's first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Amos. I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. Amos is living about 800 years before Jesus. The country of Israel has split in two. There's Judah and Bethlehem on one part, and the rest of Israel, which call themselves Israel, is the other part. But there's two different Jewish kingdoms now. And the Lord has come to Amos and has told Amos that the people in Israel are disobeying his laws left and right. They're just not worshiping him, not following his commandments. And I'm sending Amos, to go there and tell them that they have to reform their ways. And so Amos does. He goes and he tells the people, you're sinning, you're going to be punished, it's going to go bad for you if you don't change your ways. Goes all around Israel telling them this. Well, the word of this gets to the king, and the king talks to the high priest, who calls Amos in, basically has him arrested and hauled in, is what he does. And he tells Amos to get out of town. He doesn't want to listen to Amos anymore. The king doesn't want to hear about this anymore. Get out of town. Go down to Judah and prophesy there. Make your living prophesying down there. And Amos's response is quite remarkable. I'm no prophet, nor have I belonged to the company of prophets. I'm a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. He's just an ordinary guy that God called to go and tell them that they were wrong. He never aspired to be a prophet. Like I said, a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. Well, we all know what a shepherd is, but what's a dresser of sycamores? Well, it's not a bureau that you'd have in your bedroom made out of sycamore wood. It's not that. It's this. We have sycamore trees here in Michigan. They're kind of dirty trees in the sense they shed a lot of branches, and their fruits, I don't even know if the squirrels eat them. You got to rake them up. They can be a mess. You have one, you know. But it's called soft wood, and they're related to willow trees. They have a type of sycamore in the Middle East as well, and it's also related to willows. And what Amos is doing, or people would do at that time, is they would grow these sycamores for one purpose. The wood is very pliable, and you can weave it, and they made baskets. That's what they do. Amos grows the wood to make the baskets. Now, if you look at a basket, it's a woven thing. A lot of different parts are woven back and forth and back and forth. It takes a lot of little stems. A lot of little stems went into this to make this lovely little basket. And, of course, in Amos's time, you were very limited in what you could haul things in. You had clay pots, which were fine, except if you dropped them, they broke. But if you drop a basket, it doesn't break. See? No problem. So Amos is going to use this as he preaches across Israel, telling them that, you know, every one of you is like a thread, like a little part of a basket, and you're interwoven with each other. You are one nation, and you are responsible for one another because you're connected to one another. And just like all the different threads make a basket, so do all the different people make the nation of Israel. And you have to be one with the Lord, because the vessel that you make then has to be open to receiving the God of grace. Well, what Amos says about the kingdom of Israel is true about the church. Every one of us is a thread in the making of the church. And we are all interconnected. Family, friends, relations, friends, and parish, we are interconnected. We are like a giant holy basket. And inside of this basket of our church, God pours into it his grace.